This report puts together a final investigation that has been shared with authorities that records the excessive use of force by the security forces between the 15th of December and the 31st last year at the end of the presidential mandate in the DRC. We documented at least 40 people being killed by the security forces, including 5 women and 2 children, of which 28 were killed by the army, 6 by the police, and the remaining 6 in joint operations. 147 people killed by bullets by the security forces, also including 14 women and 12 children, and almost 1,000 people being arrested. It's not only the gravity of what happened at the end of December, but also the fact that there has been a pattern of excessive use of force in the repression of dissenting voices.
Mm-hmm. The National Police is usually in charge of crowd control, but your report says that the Congolese Armed Forces, the Republican Guard, and military police were sent in instead, although they were not properly trained or equipped for that. What suggestions has your office made to remedy this?
Yeah, we think this is at the center of the problem. Deployment of military forces, including the Republican Guard, which is an elite military force, and this is at the center of the excessive use of force. Also the fact that lethal weapons are deployed for crowd control is one of the causes for the elevated number of people being killed or injured. We have not only the Human Rights Office, but the rest of the UN system is working on the proper training, deployment, and equipment of the security forces. And this is something that we do with the UN police and also with our good officers' efforts to avoid this kind of situations. But as I said, I'm looking at our report since January 2015, we have had a number of incidents of this type.
The report also indicates that protesters were unarmed, but some of them also committed violent acts. Can you comment on that?
Yes, we have condemned the acts of violence and looting by the protesters, including the killing of a policeman. We are very much concerned about the fact that the protests in the DRC can become violent, but that's beyond our human rights mandate. We think that that needs to be addressed through ordinary criminal justice and not through excessive use of force.
So what other suggestions has your office made to the government?
In our report, we recommended the government to We urge the government to open a credible, independent, and transparent investigation that brings those responsible to justice. We also urge the parliament to adopt without delay a law on demonstrations that it is in conformity with international human rights standards. And also we have asked the authorities to secure all human rights, especially the political rights and freedoms for everybody, all the involved in the electoral process, including the dissenting voices of the opposition, civil society, and the media. We think all these are essential for a credible electoral process.